Today, we will read Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 42. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord, I pray that today you would speak to us. Lord, we want to hear your voice. We want to know more about who you are. Lord, you are God, and yet you desire to communicate with us. You want us to understand you. You want us to know you. But we only know you through what you show us. So God, I pray that you would show us yourself today. Lord, we want to see who you are and how we are to live based on who you are. Lord, help us to understand today's reading and to find ways to put it into practice. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 42. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "What is written in the law?" he replied. "How do you read it?" He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." "You have answered correctly," Jesus replied. "Do this, and you will live." But he wanted to justify himself. So he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" In reply, Jesus said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii, and gave them to the innkeeper. 'Look after him,' he said, 'and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have.' Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?" The expert in the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise." As Jesus and his disciples went on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. All right. In today's reading, we hear the story of the Good Samaritan. Now, to put things into context, we'll talk about who the Samaritan is and what that means in a moment. But a teacher of the law comes to Jesus, and he asks about what do I need to do to get to heaven? So Jesus actually asks the question back to him. Well, what does the law say? You are an expert in the law, so what does it say? And the man replies well. He says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. And so Jesus says, yes, you have answered well. Do this. Now, that's very difficult to do. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind. Now, we are commanded and told to do this. Is that an easy thing? No. No, no, it's not easy at all. In fact, it is all but impossible. Because as fallen men and women, we are naturally drawn to be selfish. We are naturally drawn and led to care more about ourselves than about God. And God didn't create us that way. That is a result of sin. But all men, all women, everyone who has ever lived have a natural sin nature. That we are fallen, we are no longer perfect as God created us, but instead we are sinful. We are born sinful. Everyone, since the very first man and woman, have sinned except for one, and that is Jesus. Jesus is the only one who did not commit sin. And so we are naturally more inclined to love ourselves more than God. I make decisions, and I realize that God tells me to do one thing, but I choose to do something else. I choose to do what makes me happy, what makes me feel good. And it ends up that I love myself more than I love God. That I don't love God with all my heart, with all my soul, that there is a part of me that doesn't fulfill this. And so I cannot get to heaven on my own. And then love your neighbor as yourself. Another very hard thing to do. And the man asks, well, who is my neighbor? He's trying to make himself look okay and acceptable. And so Jesus then asks a question. He tells a story. And in the story, this man is beaten and needs help. Yet, two people walk by and don't help him. Why? Well, there's this priest who should be demonstrating the love of God, and a Levite, again, a worker in the temple. These are people who are believers, who are followers of God in their culture, and yet they don't stop to help this man. Why? Why wouldn't they stop? Well, the Bible doesn't give us a clear answer to why they didn't stop, but there are a couple reasons, probably. One is that this man had already been beaten up and left for dead. But where were the people that had done this to him? Are they still around? If I stop to help this man, Am I going to be attacked and left like him? And so part of it may have been fear and self-preservation, that they wanted to stay safe themselves. And they thought, oh, if I stop and help him, what will happen to me? Part of it may have also been a desire to remain ritually pure and clean. You see, the Jewish people had laws that said that if you touch blood or other things, that you become unclean. And they didn't want to mess up their own ritual purity, that if they were headed towards Jerusalem to work in the temple, that they would not be able to do that if they did this. But God does not want us to keep little small rules like this at the expense of others. So the Samaritan comes by, and he looks at the man, and he sees a man in need. And he knows that if he does not stop, this man will die. So the Samaritan stops. Now, this is interesting, because in Jesus' time, the Samaritans were a group of people that were outcasts to some extent, that the Jews hated the Samaritans. It was a racial thing. That the Samaritans came, their history and their ancestry, they came from a group of Jewish people that married non-Jews. So they were half-Jew. And the Jews looked down on them. They thought, oh, we're better than they are. They're not real Jews. They're not real people of God. They're beneath us. And many of the Jews wouldn't even go through Samaria. They wouldn't even walk through it. Samaria, the place where the Samaritans are from. And so when Jesus chooses this man as his example of someone who stops, this man who they say, oh, he is beneath us, stops and helps the man who was in trouble. And Jesus' point is clear, that all people are our neighbors. And remember, that's the context, that the man says, who is my neighbor? And Jesus tells this story. Who was the neighbor? The Samaritan, the one who stopped. It wasn't just my neighbor is the person who lives directly beside me. It wasn't even that my neighbor is other people who are like me. No. Everyone is our neighbor. And the people who are in need, they are our neighbor. And if I am going to love them as myself, that means sacrificing things that I have or that I want or that I love. The Samaritan gave up riding his own donkey. The Samaritan gave up his own money and paid to help this complete stranger. And that is what God calls us to do. To love others. To put them first. Now, after the story of the Good Samaritan, there's another story in today's reading. Jesus goes to the home of Martha. And Martha is busy working, doing all these things, trying to get ready for Jesus. She's serving. She's cooking. She's preparing things. She's busy. Her sister Mary sits and listens to Jesus. And Martha gets upset. She's frustrated. She's like, I've got so much work to do. Mary should be in here helping. Because, and if you think about it, if Jesus is there, his disciples are probably also there, and others. There's probably a good crowd that's there in her home that she is trying to prepare for, to cook for, to serve. And so I can kind of understand how she's busy trying to do things, And she's like, why isn't Mary helping me? She should be helping me. Get in here. It's not fair. And so she goes and she says, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. I need help. And Jesus answers gently, but doesn't tell Mary to go help. Instead, he says, Martha, you're upset and worried about too much. There's really only one thing that's necessary, and Mary has chosen the important thing, and that is to sit and listen to me. You see, Mary saw what was important, and that was a relationship with Jesus, that was hearing what Jesus had to say. Martha was worried about all the things that had to be done, and she became busy trying to get everything ready and do all these things that were good, but there was something more important that Martha was missing, and that was hearing and listening to the words of Jesus. Now, as I look at these two stories, I begin to see a little bit of a connection, and that is loving the Lord with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. And Mary put God first and was more interested in learning and loving God than she was in anything else. Martha was distracted, was pulled away by all the things that she had to do, and didn't have time just to stop and sit and listen. And I'll be honest, many times I am like Martha, that I get busy with my life. I get busy with doing this, and oh, I have to do this, and I have to do that, and I have to do this. And sometimes those are good things. Like here, Martha was serving Jesus. It wasn't just that she was busy doing other things and didn't care about Jesus. She was trying to serve him. She was trying to prepare meals for him, to help him, and do things for Jesus and his followers. But Jesus said there is actually something more important, and that is listening to me, hearing my words, and understanding. In our lives, as I said, I get busy, and I have to do this, and I have to do that, and I have to do this, and there are so many things to do. But Jesus calls us to just stop, get away from all the busyness, and love God with all of my heart, all of my soul, all of my strength, all of my mind. Give him all of my attention. Focus on Jesus, on listening to him. And so that's part of why we do this, why we read every day, is just taking some time to stop and listen to the words of God and focus our hearts and minds on him. And that then gives us strength to do everything else. We need to take time to focus, take time to listen. Let's pray. Lord, help us today to love you with everything. If there is something in our lives that we have put above you, help us get rid of it, or help us put it in its right place. Lord, help us see who you are having us to love today, like the Good Samaritan did. Who are we to show love to help? Lord, finally, Help us every day to just sit and listen to you, because that is most important. Lord, we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.